The U.S. and its NATO allies this week staged war games in the Baltic Sea, where Russia has a fleet of warships. Holly Williams shows us how it played out from aboard a NATO submarine.
An enemy submarine prepares for a covert mission in the Baltic Sea, sabotaging America's NATO allies in Northern Europe.
This is just a military exercise, and this German submarine is role-playing the enemy, hunted by NATO forces across the Baltic Sea.
This is the galley.
Commander Arlo Abrahamson is a U.S. naval officer and a spokesman at NATO's maritime headquarters, where they're closely watching Russia's military buildup in the Baltic.
Why does America need to invest in the security of this part of the world?
Potential threats of adversaries in this region are interconnected throughout the world.
Several of America's NATO allies share their Baltic coastline with Russia. In recent years, Russia's suspected of multiple acts of sabotage, damaging the undersea data cables that are the backbone of the global internet. Some believe Russia's testing how severely it could damage the West's economy if it ever went to war with NATO. Undersea cables carry trillions of dollars in financial transactions every day. Sweden's leading this exercise and is NATO's newest member, joining the defensive alliance last year, following Russia's bloody invasion of Ukraine.
So we face the Russians every day.
Paula Wallenberg is a Swedish flotilla commander who told us Russia's alleged acts of sabotage are a kind of hybrid warfare.
We're not at peace, but not at war. We're somewhere in between.